Welcome to Access Chicago, a program spotlighting people, places, and events in and around the Chicago area. Well, hello and welcome to Access Chicago. I'm Kat Jarboe, and today we get to chat with a very dynamic and dedicated member of our Illinois General Assembly, Democrat Mary Flowers, representing the 31st District. Representative Flowers has served in the Illinois House since 1985. Her legislative career began with the endorsement of the late Mayor Harold Washington, and she has served as an assistant majority leader and currently chairs the House Healthcare Availability and Access Committee. She also has a list of awards and honors as long as my arm, but the kids at Leo High School are glad that she's a fan of boxing because her efforts allowed their boxing program to expand and include academic mentoring and guidance for them to succeed in and out of the ring. And we'll have to learn if you learned any punches there, Mary. And if there are any members of the House that you'd like to practice on. Representative Flowers has fought passionately for new laws to increase access to health care for all of us in Illinois, and her efforts have led to increased accountability from health care providers. One of her current bills, HB 311, the Health Care for All Illinois Act, passed the Health Committee of the Illinois House and is headed for a full floor vote later this year. And this Saturday, June 7th, there will be the initial public hearings on HB 311 in Chicago, where you're all encouraged to attend and testify. It's at Simeon Career High School at 8147 South Vincennes Avenue from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then there'll be another in McHenry County, June 28th, and details to be announced. Representative Flowers, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me today.
My pleasure, Catherine.
Well, you know, I've said these words and mentioned these numbers before, but they bear repeating until they begin to resonate and activate people. Illinois families are hurting. We have 1.8 million uninsured here in Illinois, and of those uninsured, 18 adults die every week. Half of all bankruptcies are due to illness or accident, which leads to staggeringly high medical bills that even if you have insurance, you may not be covered. So how, Representative Flowers, does HB 311 address these problems?
Thank you, Catherine, for asking. House Bill 311 would establish a statewide single-payer health care plan to provide comprehensive health benefits for all Illinoisans. And see, when you take in consideration how much money we spend on health care and how little we get in return for our dollars, that is criminal. We need to have some type of uniform benefit plan, and that's exactly what House Bill 311 would do. It would allow you to go to any hospital, any doctor, and under that plan, we could save easily $13 billion by eliminating waste, by eliminating the paperwork, and the amount of advertising that the insurance companies have and the bonuses that give their CEOs and the paper pushers. And so as a result of this bill, more people will have access to health care. And it should not be about having access to insurance. It should be about having access to health care. The insurance companies have a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. So therefore, they have a conflict of interest. Do they make money for their shareholders or do they pay your bills? That's exactly what we pay insurance for. And unfortunately, they have not been doing a very good job of that. And as a result, so many people die.
Well, there was a recent Kaiser study on health spending that found that Americans are more afraid of being priced out of their coverage than they are of losing their home or their job or being in a terrorist attack. We have premiums that have gone up 98% since the year 2000, and wages certainly have not. And single payer is slowly being pointed to as the solution, but some people may not be aware or understand what the single payer option is. What have you found to be some of the common misconceptions of single payer? And could you take us to school with the facts, please?
Well, here in the United States, we think the insurance companies should be dictating the prices as well as our quality of life. People are more afraid of losing their health insurance than they are their homes and their jobs. Well, mainly because they know without access to that insurance to pay for their care, they could lose their lives. You know, they can always get another job and always get another home, but they can't get another life. You only get one life, and we can't do a trial run of that. We have to get it right the first time. And it is the doctors and the healthcare professionals and the hospitals that should be making those medical decisions, not the insurance industry. Mm-hmm. And so as a result, if we had single payer, all patients would be able to see the same doctors that they're seeing now. They would be able to go to any hospital that they choose to without having someone to tell them that they need to phone first or either get some type of referral. They are sick and they will be taken care of, almost like Medicare. Mm-hmm. Medicare is a single payer, and people are always talking about the waiting list that's in other countries. Well, we have a waiting list here as well, and it's no longer than any place else.
Right. The emergency room wait time has increased over the past few years.
And people dying in the emergency room.
Right. Because when they go in, they're usually to the point of being so sick that it then raises all the premiums for everybody that does have insurance.
Absolutely.
So it takes everybody down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's their primary care physician.
Absolutely.
is the emergency room for a lot of people.
And that's very dangerous because there's a false sense of security for those of us who think we have insurance and think we can go to the emergency room if we get sick. Well, yeah, you can go, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be seen any sooner. In the system that we have today, if we carve out all of that waste, we could, once again, we could save $13 billion, and that would allow everyone to have access to care. So we're not trying to put anyone out of business. We're just trying to make health care affordable and accessible to everyone.
Right. And there was a poll in the AP that 65% of Americans want some kind of universal health program, which everyone is in and nobody's out. And there are representatives on both sides of the aisle that still see the future of healthcare based on a free market system where if you have the money, you can shop around and get the best care that your money can buy. And then for the rest of us, well, we'll get something, but it's not going to be great. So how can you get these representatives behind single payer?
Well, you know, say what you want about Michael Moore, but he had an excellent movie out called Sicko. Mm. And there was another Frontline.
Oh, the Frontline. Yeah.
Yes.
Sick Around the World.
Here, Sick Around the World. And I think people are becoming more educated in regards to what the healthcare industry is doing to so many people. And there was a time when people thought, well, because I have money, I have access. But I think a lot of people now are beginning to realize that just because they do have money, the insurance companies have more monies, and they can further delay and deny their access to health care. And so I think people are becoming more educated what the insurance companies are doing and how so many people are losing their jobs.
Right.
Jobs are going under or going abroad to get out of this heavy burden that the insurance industry is putting on people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we had a single payer, everybody would be in and nobody would be out. It's portable. There will be no financial roadblocks in the way. We need to redo and rethink our healthcare delivery system. We're not riding in the same vehicles that we did 30, 40 years ago. Some of us are not.
We've evolved.
Yes,
we've all evolved.
Absolutely. And so we need to do the same thing in regards to healthcare.
The U.S. spends more than any other country on healthcare, and yet we still have the highest infant mortality rate in the industrialized world and one of the lowest life expectancies. And U.S. Comptroller General David Walker has called the current healthcare system a fiscal cancer that desperately needs treatment. Now, how can HB 311 be part of that treatment and control costs without limiting care?
The cost will be controlled because we would be negotiating the health care, everyone involved. As far as the hospitals are concerned, the hospitals will still be private, and the monies would go directly to the hospitals and to the healthcare providers. And so as a result of no interference from the insurance industry, that in itself is a cost saving.
Right.
As a result of not having to see six different people before you get to the actual doctor because of all the paperwork that's involved, that will be an actual cost saving.
Right. I think everybody has had at least some experience of being nickel and dimed by the insurance companies. There's those strange lab fees that come up 6 months later. I have a bill on my dresser right now for $5,000 that has an insurance pending in the day due box. So, you know, in one way or another, private for-profit insurance has taken something from all of us, whether it's a random fee, lost paperwork, or more tragically, the denial of treatment. So how does HB 311 protect us from exclusion?
It would put what's in the best interest of the patients first.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. And so as a result, you will be taken care of. That's what House Bill 311 would do.
Mm-hmm.
It would allow you to go to any hospital, any doctor. And when you take into consideration that uninsured people pay more, if you can imagine, they pay more for health care than those of us with insurance. We just recently in Springfield passed a bill that stated that the price has to be negotiated and you can't make a person file bankruptcy because they can't afford to pay their bill.
The Democratic nominee for president, Barack Obama, has said that he wants coverage for all Americans in 6 years. That's the candidate talking. But what do you foresee as a timeline in Illinois for statewide coverage?
Well, hopefully I'm looking within the next 6 months. When I think about what our future president has stated, it kind of concerns me because I'm reminded of a report that I read recently by the Families USA, and it stated between the year of 2000 and 2006, the estimated number of adults in Illinois who died because they did not have health care insurance was more than 6,100.
Mm.
6,100. So you're talking about almost 1,000 people a year dying only because they did not have not access to care, but access to insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem. And I don't think we want to wait 6 years. We can't afford to wait. We have an illness in this country and it's killing us. We're ranked number 45th in life expectancy. We're ranked number 37 in regards to the World Health Organization, the study on the performance of national healthcare system. We are in dire need of immediate change. And change will come about when we have, like other countries have, a single healthcare system,
mm-hmm.
a system that we know can work. We don't have to take what Taiwan has done. We don't have to take what Germany has done, Switzerland. We can just kind of cherry pick from each one, pick their brightest and their best, and put something together. We can learn from their mistakes.
We've evolved.
Absolutely, we have evolved. And so as a result of that, we need to do something. And
right.
it's in the best interest of the taxpayers. You know, when you think about the economy, it really is still the economy. Sick people can't go to work and be productive citizens. We need to sit down and rethink our delivery system. We need to make sure that everyone have access to care, not only children.
Right. I think it's interesting that a lot of the representatives are pushing for coverage for children or mandating coverage for children. But what happens when the parent gets sick? You know, then what happens? It should be for everybody, because if the parent gets sick, then it doesn't help the child that's covered.
Well, you know, I'm reminded of the airlines. I remember when I used to fly quite a bit, the stewardess would come on and tell the parents to buckle up first.
Mm-hmm.
Then go up your child.
Right.
In case something happened to you, you'll be able to take care of your child.
Right.
And it's the same principle to know that a child can have access to care and the parent can't. Who goes to work? Who's going to pay the rent? Who's going to send the child to school?
Well, this bill has some pretty notable sponsors, such as Speaker Madigan and the Majority Leader Representative Barbara Flynn Curry. And given what's happening with the governor's health program, what do you think are 311's chances of going all the way?
Oh, I'm very optimistic about it. We tried to talk to the governor last session in regards to his health care plan, and unfortunately, it didn't go over very well. But our biggest concern with the governor's plan is that, number one, it doesn't cover everyone. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, that's money's going to the insurance industry. It's not really the health care that we all need here in the state of Illinois. The only fair way that we can deliver health care to everyone in the state of Illinois is through a single-payer system.
Well, it's like you said, I think it's education, and I hope we've educated some people today that were listening. What can we expect on Saturday?
Well, I expect that we will have people from the community to come and testify on behalf of House Bill 311 or give us their opinions about why it won't work. And so we're going to have a discussion. We're going to have a debate. We're going to listen to the issues. Then we'll just bring it back to the table, and hopefully we'll be able to work out the concerns. And it's about time that we really prepare ourselves for change, change that's long overdue, change that could save millions of dollars, that could just save so many people's lives. Mm-hmm. We need to change the way we have been delivering health care in this state, in this country. I can't take care of the country. I could just deal with this little state here.
Well, it seems that the passage of HB 311 would be a positive step for Illinois, and I hope a strong message to Washington that the people of this state will not stand for the absurd oversights of this current system. And once again, if you would like to attend and be further educated, or if you have any questions about HB 311 or single payer, come to the hearing at Simeon Career High School, Saturday, June 7th. 8147 South Vincennes Avenue from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Are you going to be speaking?
Yes, I will be speaking.
Well, there's reason to come right there.
That I'll be doing more listening than speaking. I want to hear what the people have to say.
Okay, then. Well, we'll hope to see you there, and maybe we can get together after these hearings and talk about what you got from that experience and a little bit more about HB 311 and where that thing is going.
Okay.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today, Representative Flowers. I'm Kat Jarboe, and thank you for listening to Access Chicago. And as always, stay tuned for more information on Chris Radio.